Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Groot probleem steeds in Belfast, 'n ernstige ongeluk op die N4 tussen die Bergendal monument en Dalmanuta, die pad is steeds toe en die verkeer baie stadig op pad soontoe. Dan was daar ook 'n ongeluk in Limpopo naby Mokopane by die Nyl tolplaza op die N1 suid. Die polisie en die mediese personeel is op die toneel.
Daar die ongeluk op die N4 tussen Belfast en Machado dorp het gelei tot die dood van 5 mense en 3 ander is beseer. Dit was 'n kop aan kop botsing tussen 'n bakkie en 'n sportnuts voertuig. Verkeer is 'n nagmerrie en die motoris Nomfusi Slobosi het pas aan ons gesê, sy is nou al daar van 2 uur af.
We're still standing still, no movement. It's raining, it's misty, it's cold. I'm frustrated because I need a bathroom. I need food, I need coffee.
Die polisie in die Oos-Kaap het intussen bevestig dat 'n 54-jarige man in hegtenis geneem is vir die moord op 'n student aan die Walter Sisulu Universiteit se Mthatha kampus. Die verdagte is vanmiddag in hegtenis geneem, maar sy identiteit word weerhou van die media om die saak se integriteit te behou. En die direkteur van die internasionale kernkragagentskap, Rafael Grossi, sê Iran en die VSA se tyd raak min om 'n ooreenkoms te bereik in die aanloop tot nuwe samesprekings oor kernkrag en kernwapens in Rome hierdie naweek. Die en ander stories op jackrnfm.com. Klik op nuus. Frans Kneitler van PSG Welvaart hou vandag die sakefront dop.
Op die plaaslike front verhandel die JSE algehele indeks 0.1% sterker. Onder verloorders verhandel aandele van MTN sowat 1.9% laer, sowel as die goudmynbouindeks wat onder druk kom en sowat 3% laer verhandel. Groot gewig wenners sluit in Naspers wat sowat 1.6% sterker verhandel en Richmond wat ook 1.3% styg.
En dan 'n oorsig van internasionale markte.
Op die internasionale front sluit markte in Asië sterker vanoggend met die Hang Seng indeks wat sowat 1.4% styg. In Europa verhandel markte laer vandag. Die Franse CAC 40 daal met 0.5%, die Duitse DAX met 0.4% en in die VK verhandel die FTSE 100 ook 0.1% swakker. Markte in die VSA verhandel marginaal laer en die S&P 500 daal met 0.2%.
'n Dollar kos in die stadium R18.78, 'n euro R21.35 en 'n pond staan op R24.89. Goud verhandel teen $3,297.70 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie teen $66.77 per vat. Ek is Marlina Versheer, meer nuus om 6.
Well, we start off with the cricket news, and I was just about to comment about Hendrik Claassen's slow rate at the moment. He was going at 75% with the 15 from 20 balls, but that's all changed very quickly. He's gotten to now 26 from 24 balls, so hopefully the magic is starting and his team do need it. At the moment, they are 125 for 4 after 17 and a half overs, so 2.5 overs to go, and hopefully they'll be getting to that 150 mark, 160 to make it at least a competitive total against the Mumbai Indians. And in some more cricket news, after enduring a career-threatening back injury and around year rehabilitation, Protea women all-rounder Chloe Tryon is grateful to be back where she belongs under the spotlight. The 31-year-old Lions player was called up for the SA squad for the subcontinent tour. It is a tri-nation series between Sri Lanka and India as well. Real Madrid boss Carlo Ancelotti is expected to leave the club after the Copa del Rey final, and that's according to Sky Sports. Ancelotti cast doubt over his Real Madrid future after yesterday's quarterfinal second leg loss to Arsenal that saw them losing 2-1 at home and 5-1 on aggregate. Former Ireland fly half Johnny Sexton and Andy Farrell will be working together in the Lions coaching team for the summer tour of Australia. Sexton retired after the 2023 World Cup and he played in two Lions tours back in 2013 and 2017. More recently, a five-time Six Nations winner has been working with Ireland on a personal and a casual capacity since the November.